What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Okay, now that's the energy that we're looking for. Good morning, Lagos. It's so good to be here. And I know you're wondering, where's Baby Ma? What's going on here? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is the show that kickstarts your morning just like you want it, with energy, so much energy. I'm Mariana Cohn, thanking you for being part of the show this morning. I know you enjoyed every bit of the morning crossfire into the table shaking. Well, today I'm here doing it not alone. But I have...
Feta, what's up, Lagos?
All right, well, I mean, it feels so good to be up in the morning. I mean, it's a miracle every day you wake up, you're able to, you know, stretch, you know, get your clothes on, get to work. Traffic can be messy, but look...
Welcome to Lagos.
Look, it's a gift to be up and awake, alive, strong, healthy. I mean, I know a lot of people are saying times are hard, things are getting more difficult. I was in an Uber this morning and he was just nagging about how he doesn't make as much money as he should make on a normal day. You know, but where there's life, there's hope.
Right.
The fact that you're alive and kicking. Many people are dying every day. We're hearing reports of people dying.
A living dog is better than a dead lion.
I know. But guys, if you are alive today, that's a good enough reason to be grateful. So what are you grateful for this morning? I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful for this show. I'm grateful to be here on the other side of the microphone.
Aren't you grateful for me?
I'm grateful for you, girl.
Good.
And your pink lovely hair.
Actually, under my wig today.
Anyway, guys, let's shake up the morning. I promised that we were going to do this with Stretch. But Stretch is out there in the trenches. He's trying to get to find out what's up with you out there in Lagos for real. And he will be back in the studio with me. But in the meantime, I'm going to be riding solo. So, let's get down to business. Don't forget, there is no show without you. So I am Fesa, I can just be here chit-chatting our
right.
lives away.
Why not? But,
but if there is no you, there is no show. So this morning, we're going to find out what's going on in your part of Lagos. And wherever else you're listening to us from, because we want to feel what you're feeling. Whether you're in traffic, whether you're waiting, you're looking for cars. I saw so many people standing by the roadside, no vehicles. For them to get to work. I'm imagining what their bosses are going to be saying to them when they show up at work.
And right now, Seth, in Lagos, it's one thing for you to be at the bus stop waiting for a bus. Another thing for you to get the trauma that will come with the fare they are going to call. So somewhere you went to last week for 100 naira, conducted by your stay is 1,000 naira this morning. Like, you cannot even... How? What really happened? Who died? What's going on? They can't tell you. If you want to enter, enter. If you cannot... Get out.
Well, these are the kinds of things that make people really frustrated. You talk to the average person on the street and they're telling you, man, I don't know where we're going. But look, we cannot just go ahead and complain. We know that we need our government to do something, but in the meantime, we have to keep going.
In the meantime.
We have to keep ourselves happy.
Definitely.
We have to try
because
to put
right
on the
here,
table.
Because right here, we don't used to give up. We don't motivate. We move.
Well, we try to motivate you. We try to keep you happy because the truth is, so many of us are carrying so much wahala.
I'm just saying, in this Nigeria,
so much wahala.
Nobody wants
the average
to motivate
Nigerian,
you. Don't move.
The average Nigerian is wahala.
Yeah.
But how the beautiful thing about being a Lagosian, being a Nigerian, is that we always find beauty,
solution, yeah.
fun. Mm-hmm. We even crack, you know,
jokes
memes. About the sufferings that we're going through every day. So,
true
guys,
that.
Let's talk this morning. What's up, Lagos? Wherever you are this morning, I want you to tell me what you're doing, how your day is going, what's happening in your area. It's the feel of Lagos. So when you call me, you know what the passcode is.
What's
give
up,
me
Lagos?
Your biggest scream. You slept, you woke up. You're able to get to work. If you're already at work, you don't shop. If you don't shop, you are able to do your work. Your leg no break, your hand no break. Even if you break, you're still alive.
You still a booger.
So call us right now and be part of the conversation. You know what the numbers are, all right?
Yeah, let's take this one. Make it back.
Okay. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lady?
What's up? Okay. Cheers to life. I love that energy. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm by name Arome.
Arome. So what part of Lagos are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Ikeja.
All right, what's happening in Ikeja this morning?
Well, there was a lot of hold up, traffic, and all of that this morning because of this first scarcity of it. So I just had a very tough day coming from home, traffic, and all of that.
But have you gotten to where you're going to, or you're still stuck in traffic? You're already in the office. Okay, great. What are you grateful for this morning? I mean, we're in July. We have made it to the second half of the year. What are you grateful for so far? I know how all I spent in this country, Shao, but what are you grateful for?
Well, I'm grateful for the gift of life. That's the most important thing. But what I'm just facing right now is that the problem about the electricity, there's no light.
My brother.
Having no big burning fuel and all of that.
This is the story of our life.
I'm just, the thing is just pissing me off.
It is well. But thanks for calling. Enjoy the rest of your day. Don't let this fuel wahala, you know, get you down. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
No.
Calm down.
You know the energy. Give it to us.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
That's a boring what's up, Lagos.
All right, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Steven. I'm calling you from Bagada.
Hi, Steven. What's happening in Bagada now?
Well, I'm not that happy. Hello?
I'm listening. You're not happy. What's the problem?
Well, my phone was apprehended.
Your phone was apprehended or they stole it? Which one?
Anyway, whichever way. That is just the best way I can put it in.
Yeah, what happened? Where were you?
Well, not now. This happened a month ago. Currently, the phone I'm missing is not my phone.
Let me lay hands on you. This week is your week. As you're approaching this week, somebody is going to sew a phone into your life. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you for calling. All right. Thank you so much for calling. Well, it's What's Up Lagos, ladies and gentlemen. And today we are celebrating the second part of the year. So many people started the year with us, but they're not here.
Yeah.
There are so many things that we've gone through at the beginning of this year. It's been one thing or the other. I mean, literally one thing after the other. Diesel hike.
When you were saying something about the fact that there's fuel scarcity, has to, you know, burn fuel, and I was just like, thank God this thing did not happen in January, February, where there was heat. And
but you know, there were people who didn't have light.
At least now we can actually console ourselves with the rain.
With the weather is
chill,
better.
So
I think you're speaking from experience.
I'm saying, representing the people who are feeling exactly this way.
All right, so call us and tell us where you are, what you're doing, and what is happening in your area. It's What's Up Lagos, ladies and gentlemen. And in a bit, we're going to talk about the fact that everybody they run leave Nigeria. What's happening? What's with the jackpot? What's happening? Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Woo! Cheers to life!
Yeah, cheers to life. See, when people are doing a program about road, you should be giving one minute. A lot of millions of people have what to say. Yeah, but when it concerns roads like this, please.
Hold on. We're not talking about roads. Are you sure you're calling?
Yeah, I know you're not talking about road, but you want to know where we are.
Yes. Yeah.
See, a lot of people have what to say. You see, this is Lekki Road here now. From all the kind of holes you have in this Lekki Ajah Road is troublesome. As I'm talking to you now, I've repaired my motor 2 times in this week.
Wow.
I'm not talking about like normal holes, small, the kind of deep holes you see now.
Manholes.
We are going through hell in this place. When you get to Oshodi, I have a friend in Oshodi, he tells me that the last man in this area is the richest last man in Lagos there.
Eh?
I'm telling you, a lot is happening. Please, you media should help us. I talk about this road, this Lekki road. The holes are too much.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you very much for calling. And it's very important. Yeah. We see these traffic, these hold-ups every day. I mean, I sat in one before I got here. And I was just talking to Sheriff about it. It's not just the flooding, because when it rains also it causes traffic. Mm-hmm. But these holes, these manholes and these ditches, they keep spreading. And then you wonder how people have to manage with their cars. And he just said he's repaired his car over and over again. And this is just maybe one person. Imagine how many other people have to complain about it. Aja Lekki Ekpe. I mean, one of those days I was coming home from work at night and I was just wondering, why is this express so bad? Nobody's fixing the road.
You can't even find answers to that question. We don't even know how to ask this question.
I'm guessing the government is listening. We do have a government in Lagos State. And of course, there is a road maintenance agency in Lagos. Can we do something at least to help the cars, the motorists who are plying these expressways? Anyway, hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, we lost that call. All right, call the numbers and be part of the conversation. We want to hear from you. It is the Phil of Lagos. We want to know what's going on in your area. It's What's Up Lagos. Feta is here with me, my gorgeous pinky.
That's right.
I'm Mary Anna Cole. Let's do this together this morning. Hello, good morning.
What's up?
I got to do it again. Broom, 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 broom. Start
what's
again.
What's up to Lagos?
Hey. What's up to me?
We love that.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Miriam.
Yes.
Miriam.
Mm-mm.
Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's happening to your network now? With this energy you brought this morning. Hey.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
I can hear you, but I think your line is having some difficulty.
I want to talk about the potholes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You know Kingsway Road, right?
Not exactly.
No, Kingsway Road, I can go here now.
Kingsway, yes, yes.
Yes, they don't resurface that road. Come and see one big pothole again. Then buy a cuckoo. You know buy a cuckoo, right?
Mm-mm.
And these potholes are so designed. I don't know whether they are doing it purposely. You will see one, you move another 2-3 steps, you see another one, at the middle of the road, though, you coming out of Banana Island, at that junction to link Girard. There's a pothole there, too. They fill it already, even using interlock stone. This morning, again, that thing is open.
Well,
there's a manhole heading towards the Osborne before the governor's, deputy governor's house. Two cars had an accident there on Saturday.
Oh, dear.
Because they run into that pothole. So, I don't know whether people are purposely doing it. That Aja own is out of pothole. That road is, I don't know what we call that. Awoyaya area, before you get to Aja himself. Then I left Awoyaya, what they call that place. I left the Arantre. I didn't get to Ikoyi Osborne on the 7:30.
Wow.
I'm telling you, my sister.
Yeah.
So please, the Lagos State Works, public, whatever. They should, this maintenance, whatever. Let them be supervising all those roads. Please.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Safe to say that what's up with Lagos people today is just the potholes.
Yeah.
Complain about
I mean,
potholes.
How do you feel if you have to go to the mechanic at least twice a week?
Twice a week.
That is
terrible.
Also messing with the money that you don't have. Mm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? What's the password?
What's up, Lagos?
Auntie. Oh, yeah, let's do
the energy
well.
Now.
Good morning, no.
The energy is low.
I'm calling for Moshiji.
No. All right. You need to give us the passcode, Auntie. You need to give us that energy. Eh? Give us that energy.
Okay.
All right, let's go. One to go.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. That's how to do it. What's up? All right, go ahead. So, what's happening in your show day?
I woke up this morning and I was surprised. I'm just happy. I don't know why.
You were surprised?
Yeah,
who surprised you? I like Abroko. Who surprised you, eh?
I saw a lovely message from somebody on my WhatsApp.
Aww.
No, we're not talking. And it was just so lovely. I'm just happy.
Who is the person? Who's the person to you?
Feta.
No. Let's get the food gist now.
Actually, it was, you know, yesterday was Sunday. We just did normal video then. I was like, guys, send this video to me now. And then when he sent it, he did a customized video. Like, he put on that.
Aww.
Love is sweet.
Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Okay, cheers to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Hakim, calling from Ikeja.
Hakim, good to have you join us. Go ahead. What's happening?
Well, I'm coming all the way from Awoyaya. I just got to Ikeja now.
Ah, okay. Tell us what's happening there.
In fact, the traffic on that road is so bad. I don't know, maybe they are doing it intentionally or not. Honestly,
why would it be intentional? To what
end? That's exactly what I don't know. Because I think, I feel this is express highway. So I don't know why the road is so bad like that. All the way from Ipetileki down to Shangotedo, Aja. I understand where they are doing the construction. That's a BTC side. But the other part, coming back from here, no, it's so bad.
Aww.
So bad. Bad.
I know. I'm hoping that the authorities...
On Friday, I was going to the airport. I left my house 7:30. I got to the airport 22 after 4.
Wow.
22 minutes after 4. That was when I got to the airport.
Wow. But I hope you made your flight, though.
Yes, I made it. But at least, in fact, the road is so bad.
It could have been worse if you had to sit through traffic and lose your flight.
Find something to do.
I know. Well,
along that way. They should please.
I'm guessing that the people who live around there need to keep talking to not just the government. Because, you see, the truth is, this is how we should know the importance of local governments. We have local governments in those areas. Mm-hmm. That's where that's the first port of call. Go to your local government and tell them what the problem is. They would be able to, connect to the state government, because we're always waiting for the state government to do something. But let's go to WhatsApp and take some of your messages. This one is... this one says, what's up, Lagos? The rain that fell on Saturday, all the road was flooded in Agor Palace Road. I fell inside one pothole and bottles pieces my legs. Aww. Oh, my goodness. I'm still treating my wounds. He said, keep up the good work, ladies. Aww. Thank you so much. I hope you get well soon. And I hope that your leg heals pretty fast. Okay. This message is not for us.
Okay.
All right, keep those calls coming in. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey. What's up? Now that's the energy. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Melody. I'm on transit. I'm in Ikeja now.
Ah, okay. What's happening in Ikeja? Is it smooth?
I'm serious traffic. Anyway, and there's first traffic. That's number one. Number two, that's Aja Road. Can you imagine? I went to that area on Friday. I went to Chogo away. I have to be present on Friday. My sister, I have to go and pass through a place, Shagamu Jebode, to come back.
Oh, I think we lost that call. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's still What's Up Lagos. We're still getting to feel what's happening around you in Lagos. Wherever you are and you're listening to us, be part of the conversation and do not forget the passcode. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Wake up.
What's up, Lagos? And we are trying to feel your pulse. Don't forget, it's my first day and I'm super excited. Woo! Yes. So, my name is Mariana Kuhn. Just in case you do not know, Feta the Pinkalicious.
You keep calling me Pinkalicious. I don't even see it.
They
people
will
actually
see it.
Watching
they
online.
Will see it.
Do you want me to take my wig off?
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that.
You're going to scar some people. Anyway, we're still getting to, get your thoughts on what's happening in your part of Lagos. We want to know. A lot of people have been complaining about the bad roads, and this might also be part of the problem as to why we're having so much traffic, especially on that Lekki Aja axis. It's becoming a menace. I'm not kidding. I have been stuck in that traffic before for two straight hours. I was beginning to... I felt like just,
I've cried one day in that traffic.
Clawing my ears and my eyes out.
Because of the traffic. I'm not joking.
Especially if you're trying to get somewhere in a hurry. It's even more painful when you leave home really early because you
Why
want
is it
to get
that you're
to where
not
you're
really
going to.
Taking, I really... Like, I cried with tears. I was in the car and the traffic means that I was like crying, like, God, why am I here?
Especially for someone like me that would never take a car
this
that
country,
because
yeah, you were going to talk about Jakpa, so yeah. I cried because I'm like, God, why am I in this country? Look at this traffic.
But you know, Jakpa is not the solution. I went to school in New York, and the traffic in New York, yeah, playing.
Yeah, let me go and experience that one too.
See, this is the problem. You don't like your own thing.
Hello,
anyway, please. Call us. We'd like to hear what you have to say. It's the feel of Lagos this morning. And we want to know what's going on in your area. What are you grateful for? It's the second half of the year. Those things you set out to accomplish. Those things you said at the beginning of the year. You know, I like personal affirmations. I do it all the time. I say to myself, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Now, I do not do New Year resolutions. Doesn't mean that I do not appreciate New Year resolutions. But I do affirmations. I set goals and I accomplish them. Tick, tick. So what are you grateful for? Call us this morning. And don't forget the passcode, because that's what lets you in into the party. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Wow.
Just
you were
alive.
Here for the money. Oh, you were energy. Here for the money.
Alive. Good morning.
Good morning, my brother. I love your energy. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Nothing from Ajah.
Ah, Ogami. Ajah people, what are many today?
Yes, because we are facing hair. We are facing hair. It's something else. Lagos, they need to do something. They need to do something. This should go to do a big job. Magic. Ogido is something I will have local government council right at the express and nothing has been done. It's getting out of control. You need to help us. And secondly, I didn't know the issue of Okada, they are everywhere again.
Again?
I didn't know. Yes, come to Aja.
Wow.
Come to Aja area. Come to Ochid, all these areas. They are everywhere. As Dubadori, they are everywhere. They need to do something over this issue. If they say they are banned, let them work on it so that we know to know more. But now they are coming back in number. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate your thoughts. This road wahala, let me say it that way. So one thing that he said that made me, you know, shudder is that it's not just one place in Aja. You know, when people say Badore or they call another place, it's almost the whole of that axis.
Yeah.
And we're talking about expanding Lagos. How are we expanding if the lives of the people...
Lagos?
I mean, come on. People are buying plots of land in those areas. How do I access my house if the road is that bad? Why do I even want to go there? Why should land in that area be, you know, interesting to me? So government needs to do something. And when I say government, guys, I'm not just talking about the state government. We have local governments that we need to go to first. Do you know who your local government chairman is? Do you even know the councillor in your ward? Story for another day.
Maren, are you actually encouraging people to go to the local government chairman to complain about
But that's the first port of call. That's the government that's closest to you,
well,
ma'am.
Yeah. But I'm saying...
Like, okay. All right, join the conversation. Hello, good morning.
Hello. What's up,
Lagos?
Kimong,
why so dry?
Am I on to WhatsApp, Lagos?
You are, but the energy is low.
The what is low?
The energy.
All right, Doga, give us the password.
WhatsApp, Lagos.
All right, Chester Live. Go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Emeka is my name. I'm calling from Satellite Town.
Oh, great.
Lagos.
What's happening there?
A whole lot is happening. The deplorable condition of the road is something that calls for immediate attention. The inroads are nothing to write home about. The major routes in and exit of Satellite Town, whether you're approaching from Mara Road to the Tank Farm, or you're approaching from Alakija to the Navy, where you have the Navy barracks, is said to be under reconstruction. But as we speak, especially that road from Alakija down to the where you have the Navy Town, it seems the contractor has abandoned that job. Nobody is in sight. You can't see any construction going on there. And the condition is worse than it was before the reconstruction started. Am I on?
Yes, we're listening to you.
Then the inroads. No, you can't navigate freely. There seems to be no local government presence in this our area.
And this is why I think that people need to find out who the local government chairman is.
I've put up a lot of posts on that regard. I've done that on Satellite Forum. I've done a lot of write-ups on that. And that's why I'm bringing it out to the open. because there's no presence of the local government in satellite town. The inroads are terrible. You can't even drive around. Even the bike men have started their own, what we call yanga, because the roads are terrible. Any satellite town can call and confirm what I'm talking about. So I'm using this medium, this great medium and platform, to call on the Honorable Chairman of Oriade Local Government to do the needful. Please, we are suffering. All right. I want to thank you for the good job that you're doing.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you. We appreciate your thoughts. It's still the feel of Lagos, and we are taking your thoughts. It looks like today's conversation is being taken over by the bad roads. And don't forget, it's rainy season. What actually shocks me in Nigeria, it's not a Lagos thing because I see it everywhere, is that the moment it starts raining, automatically people feel it's okay to dump their garbage into the drainages.
Very sad.
Why do you think these things are called drainages, please? Why are they called drainages? So that water can freely flow. But if those drainages are clogged, do you know what happens? It floods. And then things will carry your house. Water will enter your house. Things will be floating. There would be traffic. There would be gridlock because people would have to swim through it. And then you start saying, government, we need government to come and help us. Did you help yourself in the first instance? But I want to hear your thoughts. Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Give us the passcode.
Azab Lagos!
Yes! Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Ogbeshenayo. I'm calling from Badagry Road, Azim.
Okay, I like your name.
Ojo Cantonment area.
Lovely. I love your name, by the way. It sounds like something I can use to abuse somebody.
Abby.
Go ahead.
So... actually, I want to report concern what is happening now by that Badagry Road, also to Lagos State Government.
Mm-hmm.
Concern Trade Fair and Abule Ado Aziz.
Mm-hmm.
So the traffic is getting out of hand for us over here. Every morning, in fact, it used to be 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock sometime from 6 a.m. If you are coming from Badagry, inward, first tag my two Aziz. So the traffic almost extended to Barak.
Hmm.
I'm getting to what happened at Trafier. We get there now, nothing. You get to the Abule Ado, nothing. But the traffic is from Abule Ado down to Barak right now as I'm talking to you.
Wow.
And no single last man was there. In the middle lane, for God's sake, the middle lane that's supposed to be express for all of us to use. So the traffic is very, very tight. And the military men that can help, they were using the BRT corridor because it's not used for everybody. So I think they have their way to go. So, but we are calling on Lagos State government to please and do something about it for us.
All right.
If it is to ask those national, those union or whatever they call themselves, to vacate from the middle lane.
Mm.
Or they should know how, if they will be collecting their money from the commercial bus, to allow the road to move, to allow other people to go to their work.
All right. I think this is a put together of many things. So it's the Agboros, you know, trying to get their money from the public transporters, causing, you know, the roadblock. It's also a combination of other things, bad roads. This seems to be a Lagos thing. It's so problematic.
Yes, no.
It's
difficult. It's a Lagos thing now. You say it seems to be like a Lagos thing. Is it?
Because
Lagos
I'm trying
thing?
To understand. Yeah. There are Agboros everywhere in Nigeria, but the Lagos Agboroing is, if that's a word.
It's an institution over here.
I mean, it's terrible. So we're still trying to deal with bad roads and trying to make it to wherever we're going to on a normal day. And then we still have to deal with Agboros. Mm. It's terrible. It's crazy. But, well, we are taking your thoughts and we want to hear from you. 0801, I beg your pardon, 465-7190. You can call us there and share your thoughts with us. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. What's your passcode?
What's up, Lego?
Yes. Cheers to life.
Thank you.
My name is Tim.
Yeah, Tim, go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling from the road, actually, but I wanted to also call in regards to the road situation in the satellites. The caller before this one called and the complaint, the contractors have left the site and the road is in deplorable state.
Oh.
And it extends from Alakija all the way to Mazamaza, the old Ojo Road access. Truly, we appeal to the local government, the LCBA chair lady, Mrs. Ramota. She should try and do something. Mm. The inner roads are right off. The major road is impassable. It is terrible. It's a whole lot of losses along that section of the road. We'll appeal to Lagos State to also help and call, you know, come in and see how they can help the environment. It's in a terrible shape. Terrible shape.
Well, thank you very much. My heart goes out to all those who are on that road, on that stretch. We're hoping that the authorities are listening in and be part of the conversation. Now we have a message on WhatsApp. I want to quickly take that one before we go back to the phone lines. This person says, "What's up, Lagos? What's wrong with the power situation in Beleyi Isolo, for heaven's sake? Can we sue Ikeja Disco?" Well, if you're within your rights, yes, you can.
If you're going to hire,
but have you gone
Marianne
to them?
Marianne as your lawyer, maybe.
No, I have no law degree. I was supposed to, but nah. But have you gone to Ikeja Disco to register this problem, this situation with them? Have you heard from them before you even start saying you want to sue them? But let's go back to the phone lines. Hello. Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow. You are the winner.
I'm telling you.
You are the winner. God, take it away. Carry us and go.
Forget it.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Go ahead.
Morning, yes. Yeah, Ghanaian brother, I would do
Hey, welcome. I would.
Yeah. You see, I want to complain about some areas on the roads. Mm-hmm. Like Tor Bridge.
Sorry?
The Unilag area, both sides of the road. You have some wicked potholes, very deep potholes.
Wicked.
That is one. And Ketu bus stop, the road that linked to Alakwere. I think they were working on the road. They abandoned the road since last year.
Mm-mm.
If you know you are not doing the road, leave it as it is now. We spoil the road now to drive in that area, something else. And the third one, Yano Oro M, to after Bariga Mega to Elaje, before you get to Unilag, that road is something else. I'm sure people from that area will call and say what I'm and testify that what I'm saying is the truth. Mm. The road is so bad and it's not good at all. It's not motorable at all. From Elaje, that police station area, to St. Chimpa, you can't drive car there. Even truck, very difficult to drive. And it's not good at all. Good morning. You are doing a good job.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. We once again sympathize with everyone who's having to go through or deal with the situation, the traffic situation or bad roads in their area. We're sorry that you have to go through that. But we're still taking your thoughts and your comments. Don't forget, you can send us a WhatsApp message if you cannot call. We'd like to hear your thoughts. And don't forget, we are going to be talking about the jackpot situation. Everywhere I go, somebody's leaving. I look around me. Somebody's moving. I'm relocating. I'm moving. Some people are even going to India. Hey, it's serious. But then, on a serious note, we're all going somewhere. Why? Why is everybody leaving? What's the reason? Are we going because Nigeria is getting worse by the day, or are we going in a bid to try to better our future? What exactly is the reason for our running away, jackpying? I was hoping that I would be able to have someone who is, let's say, very informed in the area of emigration. But unfortunately, I couldn't get that person to talk to us. But I want to know, do you know, I'm sure that every one of us knows one person who has decided to leave the country for some reason or the other. Especially, most especially now when it's getting close to the elections. You see a lot more people running away and you ask them, where are you going? See, I beg I make I go first. Why are you going? Where you they go? Is the grass really always greener on the other side when we say we're running away, we're going to this place or we're going to that place, we're off to wherever. I'm not going to name names, but why are we always running away from the country? You know when you people say that we all have problems and sometimes people run away from their problems? Does running away from that problem solve the problem at the end of the day? These are questions that we're going to be answering on the other side of the clock after, you know, we come back. But in the meantime, 10 more minutes as we feel the pulse of Lagosians. What's happening in your part of town? And it's the second part of the year. The year has broken into two. And so we're getting ready to, you know, slide and glide and sometimes even, you know, disco through this part of the year. And what are you most grateful for? Have you been able to hit some of your targets? Did you miss some? It's okay, we're all human. Sometimes these things happen, but we want to hear from you. All right, well, we have some messages coming in. Somebody actually said, see Mazamaza side of Old Ojor Road. They're waiting till the bad Old Ojor Road takes life. Old Ojor Road now looks terrible. He sent us a photo of what... Oh, wow. It doesn't even look like a road anymore. It looks like a passage. And so that's how terrible the situation of the road is. Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. It's clogged. So, yes, we want to know what's happening in your part of the town. And a lot more people are telling us that, you know, the roads are not just bad, they're deplorable. Some are also saying that, you know, these... Some of the constructions that were going on in those areas have been abandoned. Why? We need an explanation of sorts. And I said, we might not be able to get to the Lagos State Government, but if they're listening, what's happening? The Road Maintenance Agency needs to answer some questions because these contractors report to the government. But then if you're unable to get to the state government, then you can get to your local government. Somebody there should be able to answer some questions because they also have some responsibilities and they hold those responsibilities in trust for you. But I want to go back to your thoughts still here on WhatsApp. Somebody says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? I'm Christopher texting from Akwanga, Nasarawa State. I'm sad because in the US elections... don't campaign on saying I will make a good road for you or I will bring you guys electricity. He's saying in Nigeria we do that. Well, unfortunately, it's the job of these leaders to make sure that we have the barest minimum, which is, you know, the basics. Good roads, water, light. It's very, very important. Should they be campaigning about it? Well, I don't want to get into that. But we want to know what's happening in your area. Don't forget, you can join the conversation by calling us and our phone lines are open. We want to hear from you. In the meantime, we're still taking your thoughts on WhatsApp. I do not know what this message is, but I don't think this message was for us. Anyway, join the conversation and let us hear what you have to say for the next few minutes before we wrap things up on this side. 0700-993-993-993 or 081-465-7190. We still got messages coming in on WhatsApp. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, wonderful lady. Ojor Road to Satellite is not a good road for cars except Caterpillars from Alakija to Satellite Town. With your car, it will take 3 hours. Please, urgent work needs to be done there. And this is from George. Thank you, George, for sending in that message. We appreciate your thoughts. We are still going to be taking your calls in a bit. Unfortunately, we are having a little challenge with the phone lines, but it will come back up. In the meantime, send us a WhatsApp message. Let us know what's happening in your area. Besides of complaining, what are you grateful for? Come on.
Okay, so I'm taking my time because I want to announce once again that you remember that we have a treasure hunt today. You have to find a photo of the new host of WhatsApp Lagos somewhere on the Nigerian Info app. Now, when you find it, click on it, fill the requested details and submit. The fastest finger wins 5,000 Naira. So good luck. The hunt lasts for 30 minutes. Winner will be announced on socials, Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, well, it's still WhatsApp Lagos, and we are live streaming right now, so you can watch us on our YouTube. We are live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, and of course on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. We are streaming live, so you can go ahead and watch so that you can be part of the conversation. Now, for those who have been listening from the other side, I did say we were going to talk about the hashtag Jackpa situation. Why are we all leaving in droves? I mean, take a walk down to the Canadian VFS office somewhere off Freedom Way. The number of people that you see there. Go to the average American embassy right now. Go to, I mean, the UK High Commission. You will see people, and I'm not just talking about in Lagos, in Abuja. And you wonder, where's everybody going? But then you can't just also ask that question without talking about other reasons.
Yes.
Now, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and the person just said, I think I'm beginning to tinker on this issue of jackpotting because I'm tired. She was having a little bit of a road rage, let me say that. She's one of the poshest people I know. She's somebody I used to tease as I just got in. You know, she just got in years ago. And, you know, started working with us on the radio. Nice girl, you know. But the whole time we were driving down from Ikoyi to Ikeja, she was, I've never seen her curse out that loud. She was saying, why are people driving like animals? What? I mean, the whole time, I wish I could bring out my camera and just record her. And at some point, she just said, man, I think I want to leave this country.
Yeah.
But then, why are we leaving?
Well,
what's the reason behind? I mean, because now more than ever, we see a lot more people, like I said earlier on, just as it's getting close to elections, we're seeing more people, you know, say they want to leave. A friend of mine called me from the US yesterday, and he said, look, I was telling my family that I wanted to come to Nigeria for a few weeks, and they said, no, come now, maybe after election.
Yeah.
What's it? Mm-hmm. What's fueling the jackpotting? I mean, I'm sure everybody would have their reasons. Some people are going to school. Some people think that it's a better place to work, leave, and raise children. I have a friend who says, I'll never raise my children in Nigeria. I'm taking them abroad. And I'm like, your children have to have that Nigerian flavor. I can't imagine my children not being brought up in Africa. They can be born there, but they have to be somewhat here. There's certain things that our culture needs to inculcate in them that they cannot find anywhere else. So the big question today is, why are we all leaving Nigeria? Why? Who are the people leaving this country for? Who are you leaving the Nigeria for? If we all live, who stays back to effect that change that we are all looking for while we run away to wherever is comfortable? Does it in any way help if you run away from your problems, like I asked earlier on?
But you agree that it's a problem people are running away from.
Yeah, people, but we have problems in Nigeria. Where on earth are there no problems? But maybe us more than others, we have more problems. So I'm asking, if we run away from Nigeria, which somewhat is a problem, who solves that problem? Who are we leaving the Nigeria for?
Marianne, people don't feel safe. That's the thing. It's not really about the problem. If it's a problem that you feel you can solve, you want to stay and do something. I mean, there are a lot of patriotic Nigerians, a lot of very positive, even till now, who feel like we can stay and do it right. But at some point, even until recently, people started feeling unsafe. They feel like the only way to get away from the problem that they cannot. So we know what they say about you surrender today to fight tomorrow. Some persons will be like, I will be over there, you know. That's what you hear them say. Let me say that, for example, I want to leave the country to go and study the system of other countries. So when I come back, I will effect this change.
Nigeria has its own flavor.
Well,
you study law in London.
Flavor
you cannot practice
good.
That law that you've studied in London.
I'm a positivist. I believe in Nigeria. I love my country. I feel like there's freedom here than anywhere else. I mean, there's nothing like being in your own house.
I have a school of broadcasting I'd like to send you to in London. Would you love to go?
I would love to go.
Excuse me, but you just said that you love higher learning.
I have experienced the broadcasting system
in Nigeria.
After
studying, would you come back to Nigeria to impart?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, sure.
I will. I'm one of those
Yeah, sure.
People who, yeah, definitely, I would want to, for real. But you see, the thing is, when you say that people are leaving the country, people will say, Marianne, you know, you two, you have left before, you can leave anytime. The way it is now, if anything just shake you a little, you just dust your passport. Don't come at it. There was one time I saw a post on Twitter. The person was like, a rich man comes out and says, money is not enough happiness. Let me have the money first. Me too, I want to experience it. That's what Nigerians are feeling like right now. Hmm. The flavor you're saying that every Nigerian should, you know, try to make their children inculcate it's not longer sweet.
Okay,
as
point of correction. I never left. I only visited.
Well, you have. It's the same thing.
I went
left
to school.
Was right.
I went to school.
we want us to argue what's left and right now. Okay.
Well, anyway, join the conversation. The phone lines are open. We want to hear this jackpot situation. Why are we all living? And are we leaving, you know, in the right way? Because we also have people who want to jackpot by all means. Mm-hmm. I remember a movie that I watched as a kid. And the guy in the movie kept saying, I will do anything for pay. Mm-hmm. You know, anything. And he had to go through, you know, the rashest of channels to get what he wanted, and it didn't end up so great for him. And so there's a desperation attached to us wanting to leave. There are different categories of the jackpotting, you know. Permit me to use that word loosely, because I'm looking for a better way to get it across to you. So there are better ways of jackpotting, or different ways, or different categories of jackpotting. There are people who have great jobs, who have great pay, but they don't feel, like you said, safe, so they jackpot.
Yeah.
There are also those who say, I graduated, I've done masters, I've remastered, and of course, it has gone platinum, and I still don't have a job that's able to pay bills, so I'd rather take this out and brush this up. Maybe the grass is actually greener on the other side. And then there are those who just like anything that has abroad, even if it's Cotonou, abroad.
Let me go and have a saint and come
abroad.
Back, so that I want
to
go now.
You know, you don't go to Dubai and come back with... Excuse me.
Excuse.
Can I?
My name is Fletcher.
Okay, join the conversation. As much as we need a better life for us and our kids and our families, running away to another country, how does this address our problems and the situation in Nigeria? Let's get your thoughts. Join the conversation. We are live on YouTube at Nigeria Info FM, on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, and you can be part of the conversation on WhatsApp, and join the conversation also on our phone line 0993 993 993, and of course you can call 0814657190. Hello, what's up, Lagos? We lost that call. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, what's the passcode, sir?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? All right, cheers to life. Go ahead, brother.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is John calling.
All right, John.
Do you know why people are just going out like that?
Can you do me a favor? Turn off your radio so I can hear you clearly. Can you do that for me, please?
I'm sorry. Do you know why they are just running like that?
Why?
It's because if they do a little thing, we generate money for them.
Really?
It's like somebody that is doing a cleaner. You know how much you will get when you come back to here, or somebody that is picking apple in the farm. You know how much you want to when you come back to Nigeria.
So is,
like
it,
me now.
Is it about the how much? Is it about the money that you go to make abroad? Yeah, we all do.
Okay, like here now, all the old work that you will do, you come back, you sleep in darkness. Eh? Mm-hmm. Bad road, everything. The stress is too much. Like me now, if not my husband, I could have left this place now. He don't want to leave. Me too. I want to enjoy those things.
Oh, Joy. I thought you were John. Oh, my bad. So you're saying that if your husband, if he's not for love, you would have left. If you were a single lady, you would have...
Yes, I will leave.
And do you ever... Sorry, Joy.
Okay, look at... Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
All the people that is ruling you in this country, how many of them, their children stay here?
Good question.
How many of them? There is the only the poor that will stay here. And they don't even keep those things okay for people to enjoy in this place. And they always fly to that place.
Mm.
Look, they just finish whatever they finish and they run and go and sit down there. So who don't want to sit down there and enjoy if there is chance to go? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joy, for calling. It's very interesting, the perspective that she's giving. She's saying It's about the money for her. It's about survival for her. If she were a spinster, she'd be gone. She wouldn't even look back. But I always ask in situations like this, do you consider, you know, if the conditions that you're going to face there, because you see, it's not everything that you see on television, that's the reality. So ask our boss, we don't go, what it is like there. Even though those of us who went on the, you know.
So maybe you should tell us.
Under the best circumstances. But there are people who live in those places, they don't have access to healthcare.
Yeah,
they
true.
Do not have access true. To several other things that would make that life that they wanted be, you know, good enough. So, under what circumstances do you want to jackpot?
The thing is, people know what poison is and they've decided to choose their poison.
Talking about poison, somebody here sent a message saying, Marianne, even if... Okay, guys, my name is Mary-ANN, so it's Marianne, not Miriam. Anyway, the person says, even if Nato go pack... even Nato go pack, you know, thesis for America, I go jackpot, go earn dollars, no time. And he also says, Atiku is staying in Dubai.
How do you know?
So this one says, today... I don't think this message is for me, but I'm going to go ahead and read another one. This one says, if people were allowed to solve the problems in Nigeria here, they won't have to leave. But you are not even allowed to solve the issues here. So it's a bit dishonest saying Nigerians don't want to solve problems here to Jakba. I don't think anybody said that. We're just saying... If everybody leaves, because it's now very comely for everybody to want to leave. It's the most beautiful dangling fruit right now to say, do you want to go abroad? Do you want to travel to this? Do you want to go there? And nobody thinks twice. They just say yes. So, but when we all do leave, who stays back to build the Nigeria? I'm just asking. And of course, feel free to disagree with me. I'm looking forward to it. Join the conversation. Hello? We lost that. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good
That's
morning,
the
my brother.
I signed up for.
Yeah. My name is Olukule Mentor, speaking from Ikeja.
Go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes, yeah. We can hear you.
Can I tell you this? Those that are ruling us now, if not all, virtually all of them, schooled abroad. So, those that will rule us tomorrow, those that will rule our children tomorrow, they are in abroad now, schooling. So why not me and allow my children to join them there, to school together with them, and then to rule us later in life? So one of the reasons why I want to jump is that, okay, so that my children will have fine education, so that my children will mix with them over there, so they will come back to the country to come and rule them here. Do you get it? So one of the reasons anyways.
Interesting. Thank you for calling. So they will rule
our lives, all our people's children. Okay.
Very ambitious. That's all I'm going to say. Someone here says, hello, ladies. Good morning. You asked why we're running from Niger. Why we no go Jakba when we don't have light, but we supply Togo, Seme, and Ghana 24 hours of light? I do not know about Ghana's situation, but we don't have light. Even T.Y. Bello, who sang The Land is Green, she's a USA citizen. And why did she not stay here? If the land is green, I will jackpot soon too. Dan P from Igondo sent us that message. Thank you so much, Dan P. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
You sound very muffled. Can you speak up, please?
Okay, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Well, we can hear you.
Yeah, this is Mozart from Syria.
Okay, we need the password, though.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Tunu? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think over the years, people have come to realize that people have been trying to push Nigeria, but more and more people are coming to realize that it's not just working. So, I mean, it's trying to get...
So what do we do? Abandon ship? Is that even the solution to the problem?
Those who stay should be those who have political ideas, because that's basically the issue. Political ideas, political ambitions. So if you don't have a political idea, political ambitions, I don't see any reason why you should stay. You understand? But if you are going to stay to solve the problem, then the basic thing there is the political problem. So you better have political ideas to stay to push. That'll make it. But if you don't have that, I don't see any And it's not my mom, it's not everybody that have a political ideas or political ambitions. So if you don't have that, I don't see any other reason to stay. You just suffer yourself. But if you're suffering yourself for a dream, I think that suffering is worth it.
Thank you for calling, but I want to disagree slightly. We all can't have political ambitions. Mm-hmm. We all can't also be in government. Mm-hmm. Is it possible? Mm-hmm. Can we all be in government? I mean, does it mean that we as a people, we do not know the right or the office of the citizen of the Federal Republic? Do we have to wait till we run off for office to be able to effect a change? I'm wondering, are our hands so tied that we cannot make choices except we are running for office? I do not know if that's, I mean, but somebody else should feel free to disagree with me on that matter. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? All right, brother, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
The name is Moses, calling from Lekki.
All right, Moses, go ahead.
Now, me, I will look at this from another light.
Mm-hmm.
You even talked, what's it? You talked about something this morning. I want to look at it from another perspective. The truth is that Nigerians as a whole, we have one goal. And you know the goal? Nothing but money. Hello?
Are you serious? You think that every Nigerian is... Yeah, I can hear you. Are you saying we're all geared towards money?
Everybody have the mentality of money. Look at it. Number one, everybody wants... For example, I'm going from a different perspective. Look at a guy now. You want to marry a beautiful woman, a woman that you will like, you will cherish your most. But such women, you can't talk to them when your pocket is not green.
I need to have longer
teeth. Let's look at it that way too. You want your children to see you and talk about you everywhere they go. My daddy, my daddy. You need cash. The truth is that why a man is working in this life is because of woman. No matter how much you paint man or woman. But me, I'm coming from a different perspective now. Many things people go and do in this life is just for the other person or is how people will see them.
Hmm.
That mentality, who do you want to grow? You want to grow yourself. We have selfish mentality in this part of the world, myself and my family alone. And the girl you are talking to, self has selfish, a selfish motive because you never believe you can become something.
Okay.
If you are not something.
Okay. Well, thank you for your thoughts. But because we can't also just... Because of what you've experienced from one person, which is 0.00001% of the population that is 200 plus million, you can't use that as a yardstick to measure every other person and say, oh, the average Nigerian is money conscious. People are money conscious.
Can we also mention the part where he said the women that you like, you don't have the money to take care of them. Why don't you go for the women that you can take care of?
Well, people have preferences.
I mean,
there are people who like high class women. But what if I'm not, I don't have that much money, but I like Marianne? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm saying if you have the, go to Marianne and tell her that I like you. And then if Marianne says, I don't think you can meet her, you go, right? And then you go for someone else who will say yes.
Okay, guys, just in case you're joining us, it's 99.3 Nigeria Info Lagos. And the program is What's Up Lagos. We're asking, have you noticed that one out of every person you meet is trying to leave the country?
Yeah.
And I'm asking, what's really fueling it now? It's becoming more every single day. And I see your messages. There are so many of them. What's fueling it now more than ever? Is it the elections? What exactly is making us run away so fast? Again, if we all decide to run away, who stays? Who changes? Who makes that change that we're all looking forward to happening or taking place in Nigeria? Is it the same people that you're accusing of corruption? Are you hoping that they will change overnight? I'm just wondering. But join the conversation. Why are you living? For school, for work, or for play?
Not for play.
All right, we have messages here. David from Festec says, what's up, Lagos? Nigerians don't want to build anything. They're not patient or ready to plan for the long term. There is no poverty in Nigeria. Eh? Nigerians don't want to solve problems and don't want to be disciplined or have the discipline for delayed gratification. The white people built their environment for 100 years and created safety nets. What did we build for the last 50 years with all the money that we made? I think you should ask yourself, where did the money go? All right. This one says, good morning. What's up, Lagos? My sister, this jackpot system is for me likely to be compulsory thing. Just imagine the NURTW chairman's child having a degree from abroad. How much more are political children? As we're still on strike and our government doesn't care. I'm going to talk about this issue some other day. The fact that, you know, as we're still on strike, it's crazy.
You are listening.
We got to go. We got to go. It's time for us to take a break. And right after that, we're going to be talking about energy solutions. And we have to look for all the alternatives because, you know, this NEPA situation is not helping us out.